Thank you for listening to this message from Every Nation Church, Cyberjaya, and we hope it will have a positive, memorable impact.
Okay, 大家晚上好。
Good evening, everyone.
Yeah, 刚才我非常荣幸可以来到这里。
It's my pleasure to
okay,
be here.
Okay, so okay, I speak in Chinese and Czech state.
Yes.
Okay, 我非常荣幸可以来到这里。
It's my honor to be here.
刚才在敬拜的时候，感受到神爱这里的每一个人。
During the worship time, I felt the love of God is here. I felt like God loves every one of you here.
Yeah, 刚才你们的牧师说我是特别，我是 special 的。但是我要说，在座的各位在神眼里面都是特别的。
Just now when Pastor Bernard say I'm special, but I just want to affirm you that you are also special.
Yeah, 所以please told.The guy beside you, you are special. Yeah, you're special. 当我在敬拜的时候呢，我感受到另外一个事情。
During the worship, I felt another thing.
在我在这里的敬拜，我觉得是最像天堂的敬拜。
Wow, he said the worship here is the most heavenly he felt.
因为在天堂呢，是万国万民万族在敬拜，而在这里，我觉得是最接近那个景象的。
You know why? Because in heaven, it's every tongue and every nation bow down to him, and in every nation, Cyberjaya, that is what happened.
Yeah. 所以我看到有可能来自不同地方不同国家说的不同语言的人在这里敬拜，我心里非常的激动，我觉得哇，这就是。向天上的敬拜。
I felt so amazed that the every tongues can come together and worship God.
Yeah, 然后我从来没有想过我会在一个外国对着这么多的外国人讲道，我从来没有想过。
I never thought that one day I would actually speak to so many foreigners.
Yeah, 所以我可以在这里对在马来西亚讲道，我相信你们可能有一天会在中国讲道。
If today I'm speaking in Malaysia, I believe one day you will also speak in China.
我想起一段经文，这段经文在马太福音的28:19，我相信大家都对这段经文非常熟悉。
I got reminded of this scripture in Matthew chapter 20.
所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。
Go and make disciples of all nations.
你不要忘记，当耶稣说这句话的时候，他是对什么样的人在说的？
You do not forget who is God speaking this to.
对他门徒在说的。
Jesus is speaking to the disciples.
这些门徒是什么人呢？
Who is these disciples?
他们可能是渔夫。
They are fishermen.
他们可能从来没有离开过耶路撒冷。
Maybe they have never left Jerusalem.
万民是什么？地级是什么？对他们来讲是一个很难想象的事情。
What is every nation? What is to the end of the earth? That is something. It's a big question mark to them.
呀，但是神的呼召或神的大使命，但是事实证明最后因着这十二个门徒，这些耶稣的门徒，他们遵行神的大旨意，最终呢，我们看到，当我们坐在这里的时候，我们知道神的大使命已经实现或者正在实现当中。
And the truth is, though these people have not been to the end of the earth, those that don't know what is every nation, but the truth is the gospel has spread to every nation, and God's mission is on the journey of completing to everybody.
Yeah, 所以当我们来到这里的时候，当我在这里讲到的时候，我相信神对这个教会有一个极大的托付。
And I believe that God has a great calling for this church.
Yeah, 你们可以去到万国，去到万民，去到万族，使他们做主的门徒。
And I believe you guys will go to every nation, go to every tongue, go to every tribe to make disciples.
神爱你们。
God loves you.
神要使用你们。
God wants to use you.
Yeah, 那我接下来我会在我进入今天的讲道之前，我会介绍一下我的家庭还有我的教会。
Before I started the sermon today, I'm going to introduce my family and my spiritual family.
Yeah, 首先可以看一下我的which one is going down? Right, okay. Yeah, my family, 这是我的家庭。
This is family.
Yeah, 我有一个太太。
Only one wife.
Yeah, 我有两个孩子。
Two children.
Okay, 他们对我来讲都是非常宝贝，是神赐给我最好的礼物。
They are very precious to me. It's the best gift from God.
我的太太叫做 Phoebe.
My wife is Phoebe.
我的大儿子叫做以诺。
Elder son is Eno.
四岁。
Four years old.
我的女儿，我的第二个孩子叫做以琳。
My daughter is
快两岁了。
2 years old.
Yeah, 我 替他们向你们问好。
On behalf of them, I'm sending my regard.
Yeah, and 这是我的啊，我讲一下我教会的一个非常简单介绍一下我所带领的教会。
I'm going to briefly introduce my church.
Okay, 这张照片是2017年大概十月份的时候我们拍的，是教会刚刚成立的时候。
This was taken on 2017 when the church first started.
Yeah, 那就像刚才
美善
啊，美善。
Mission,
yeah, Mission, OK, 所介绍的。我们刚当我们刚成立之后呢，一个月我们就碰到了挑战政府部门来叫我们不能在这里继续聚会。
The persecution come during the first month after the church got established.
OK, 所以我们就不能再使用那个地方，大概四到五个月，我们不能再继续使用这个场所。
Almost 4 to 5 months, we are no longer gathering in this place.
然后我们分开之后，大概4-5个月之后，我们又悄悄的回来了。
After 4 to 5 months, after we are separated, we are coming back together.
但是没有人阻止我们说我们继续在那里聚会。
And then nobody stopped us to continue to gather there.
但是2018年的11月11号。
2018 November 11.
就是有警察又来了。
The police came again.
Okay, 所以这次我们就彻底不能在那里聚了。
And to that day onwards, we can never meet these.At this place again.
今天早上我听到你们牧师的结婚纪念日也是11月11号。
This morning, I just heard that Bernard and Bishon's and wedding anniversary was on November 11.
所以你们庆祝的时候要记住我们在经历逼迫。
So when you celebrate your pastor's anniversary, please remember the Chinese is being persecuted.
Okay, 所以我们不能用那个地方，我们就分到不同的三个地方，在。有两个是在家庭里面，另外一个是在一个舞蹈中心。
Since we cannot continue to use this place, but it didn't stop us from the fellowship, we are two groups are gathering in a house, and one is we are gathering
okay,
at the
dance studio. 所以这是我们的照片，我们看到这是这是一周年 after the
this first anniversary.
可以看，这是一张2019年我们第一场主日聚会的照片。
This was the first meeting they have 2019.
Yeah, 这是第二场的主日聚会。
Second.
这是第三场的主日聚会。
It's
the third gathering. 然后我们每个月会在一个餐厅里面聚会。
Every month we are going to meet in the restaurant.
这是我们在餐厅聚会的一张照片。
Yeah, when all the three places coming together, this is their picture.
我分享给大家我们这些简单的故事，是要告诉大家一个事情。
To tell you this story briefly is because I have something to tell you.
教会意味着什么
？What is church?
教会意味着是一个建筑物吗
？Is church a building?
我要告诉你，教会是一群人。
Church is about people.
教会是你。
Church is you.
你可以想象一下，当我们不能在一起聚会的时候，我们只要发一个微信，我们就可以重新把这群人聚集在一起。
You can imagine when people are church, when we cannot gather in one place, we are just one message apart. Then we are gathered together again. That is church.
所以我们的政府可以把我们的聚会地方给它关掉，但是它关不了教会。
Though the government can close down churches, but government can never close down God's people.
所以我对大家的鼓励也是当我们在一起聚会的时候，你不要把教会想象成一场聚会。
Never think about church is just a gathering in a building.
特别是在教会还不大的时候。
Especially when the church is still small.
我常常对我的同工说，你要记住教会每一个人的名字。
I always tell my ministry partner, you must remember everybody's name in the church.
所以我鼓励大家记住来到这里的每一个人的名字。
So I want to encourage you to remember everyone's name in this room.
你们彼此认识吗
？Do you know everybody here?
Yes. Are you sure?
Are you sure?
Okay, know each other, please. Yeah, 因为这才是教会。
You should know each other because this is church.
教会就意味着很强很强的彼此维生的关系。
Church means we are living by one another.
所以我继续鼓励大家，我看有一些人的反应不大，可能你还真的不认识所有的人。
I just want to encourage you to really get to know one another.
去认识，找到一切，任何一切你可以有了机会去认识。来到这个教会的每一个人。
With all kind of opportunity, I want to encourage you to get to know everybody's name at least.
Yeah, 所以今天晚上我要跟大家分享的主题经文是在 使徒行传的第十八章九到十一节的经文。
Tonight I would like to share with you from Acts chapter 18, verse 9 through 11.
Can, 你们有英文的版本吗
？Yeah, you can turn to your Bible, or I can read
yeah,
to you.
Yeah, you can use your phone.
Acts chapter 18.、Yeah.Verse 9 to 11. And the Lord said to Paul one night in a vision, Do not be afraid, but go on speaking and do not be silent, for I am with you. And no one will attack you to harm you, for I have many in this city who are my people. And he stayed a year and 6 months teaching the word of God among them.
我们一起来到神的面前祷告。
Let's pray.
哦，天父，我们来到你面前祷告。
Heavenly God, we come before you and pray.
哦，主啊，我祷告你们祝福我们在一起的时间。
God, I just pray that you will bless the time we are together.
主啊，我祷告我们在这里聚集的时候有属天的样式。
God, when we are gathering here, it will be so heavenly.
我祷告你的话语要来坚固我们的信心。
I pray that your word will establish our faith.
我祷告你的话语要使我们的灵力可以苏醒过来。
I pray that your word will awaken our spirit.
我祷告你的话语要喂饱我们灵力的需要。
God, I pray that your word will fit our need in the spirit.
主啊，我祷告，当我们在这聚集，当我们走出去的时候，主啊，我们有新的得着，我们有新的领受。
God, when we leave this place, we want to be so enlightened and so refreshed.
赐给我们一颗谦卑的心。
God, give us a humble heart.
来到你的话语面前。
Before your word.
求你对我们的心说话。
God, speak to our heart.
如此祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名祈求。
In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen.首先我们看到一个事情，就是保罗去到一个地方，这个地方叫做哥林多。
Paul went to 哥林多 is
Colossians.
Colossians.
Yeah, 他去到一个城市，这个城市叫哥林多。
He went to this city called Colossians.
哥林多意味着什么呢？哥林多在当时的那个环境底下是一个商贸的中心。
Colossians was a business place then.
意味着很多人来往。可能来自中东的，来自埃及的，来自罗马地区的人都会在那里聚集。
People around the places come here to trade.
很像你们现在所生活的这个城市。
It's exactly like Cyberjaya.
保罗去到那个地方，他传福音，他碰到一些难处。
God, Paul went there. He shared the gospel, and he got challenged.
他甚至想要放弃了。
He thought to give up.
他想要退后了。
He wants to step back.
这个时候呢，主显现了。
But now God appeared to him.
我们首先来看一个关键词，这个词叫做异象。
There's this word in this passage called vision.
Vision. 神在异象当中向保罗显现。
God gave Paul vision.
这是保罗跟神建立一个很深的个人关系一个体现。
This is when God built a very personal relationship with Paul.
当圣经提到神的时候，他提到耶和华是亚伯拉罕、以撒。雅各的神。
When the Bible said God is the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob.
这意味什么？这意味着说神是个世代的神。
That means what? That means God is the God of a generation.
Generation, yes. 但是不要忘记说，为什么是一个世代的神？不是因为说好像你的信仰是可以遗传的。
When God says He's a generation, God doesn't mean that. That religion should pass down to you by lineage.
Yeah, 不意味着你爸爸是基督徒，你就是基督徒。
Shouldn't be because your parents are Christian that you.
当你去看圣经的时候，你会发现说，无论是亚伯拉罕、以撒还是雅各
，When you read the Bible, no matter it's Abraham, Isaac, or Jacob,
他们都跟神有个人的关系。
They have personal relationship with God.
然后你去看亚伯拉罕。他跟神有个人的关系。
When you see Abraham, that's personal relationship with God.
你看以撒，他跟神有个人的关系。
When Isaac has relationship
with God. 你去看雅各，跟神有个人的关系。
Even Jacob has personal relationship
with God. 那时间过了几千年之后，来到了保罗，我们看到保罗跟神有个人的关系。
Over thousands of years, you see, you look at Paul. Paul has personal relationship with God.
因为神这时候在异象当中向保罗显现了。
Why? Because God revealed Himself through vision.
弟兄姊妹，我挑战你的第一个问题是你跟神有个人关系吗
？God, brother and sister, my first question to you tonight is, do you have a personal relationship with God?
Yeah, 你跟神有建立这种或许你爸爸、你的妈妈，甚至你的祖先是基督徒。
Maybe your parents or your ancestors are Christians.
但是呢，但是你跟神是否有建立个人的关系
？But the matter is whether you have personal relationship with God.
当你打开圣经的时候，你是否发现圣经在对你的生命说话？
When you read the Bible, do you feel like the Bible is speaking
to you? 当你祷告的时候，你是否真实的感受到你的祷告被垂听了？
When you pray, do you have the faith to believe that God is listening to your prayer?
当你祷告的时候，你是否好像可以听到神的声音？
When you pray, do you feel like you hear from God?
当如果你没有跟神有个人的关系，你是很难去度过你生命当中有挑战的时候。
When you don't have personal relationship with God, when troubles come, it's very difficult for you to go through.
啊，是的，保罗现在碰到麻烦了。
And now Paul has a problem.
但是因着他跟神有关系，他有机会可以度过这样的难关。
But because he has personal relationship with God, he will go through this problem.
在异象里面发生什么事情？在异象里面，神对保罗说话了。
What happened in this vision? God spoke to him.
神说什么呢？我们来看一下经文啊。Sorry. Let's go down quickly.
Okay, what did God speak to?
Yeah, this one.
Okay, it's 18:9 then.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on, let me check. Acts chapter 18, verse 9 to 10.
Can we speak together?
Okay, can we read it together?
Read it together.
Yes.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, go.
And the Lord said to Paul one night in a vision, Do not be afraid, but go on speaking and do not be silent, for I am with you, and no one will attack you to harm you, for I have many in this city who are my people.
神的话是有力量的。
That's power in the word of God.
所以当保罗需要帮助的时候，神不是给他钱。
When Paul needs help,God didn't give him money.
Yeah, 神不是给他一个好像一个宝贝或者一个武器。
God didn't give him weapon either.
神给他话语。
God gave him the truth.
这是为什么圣经非常的重要。
That's why that's so powerful.
所以当我们读这段圣经的时候，事实上我们可以同样感受到这段经文的力量。
So when we read this scripture, we must feel the power of the word of God.
神说什么？神说不要怕。
God said, "Do not be afraid."
只管讲。
Go and speak.
不要闭口。
Do not be silent.
这个时候保罗闭口了。
Because Paul was challenged and he got silent.
为什么保罗不说话？
Why Paul is silent?
因为他没有口才吗？
Is it because he's not good in speech?
为什么保罗现在不说话？
Why he is in silent?
他害怕了。
Because he's afraid.
他害怕。弟兄姊妹，你们没有害怕的时候吗？
Are you afraid?
你们有害怕的时候吗？你们怕什么？
Have you ever felt afraid? And what are you afraid of?
我在想当我在回顾我整个我今年34岁，马上要35了。
I'm about 35 years old.
我发现35年过去有许多害怕的时候。
When I look back, I realize in the past 35 years, there are so many times I'm in fear.
我甚至要说害怕是不需要学习的。
And I can even tell you, being in fear, you do not have to be taught.
但是勇敢需要。
But to be brave, you need to be taught.
我们每个人都害怕过。
We are all in fear.
但是我们现在要学习一个功课，我们应当怎样勇敢
？But we must be learn how to be courageous.
弟兄姊妹们，你要知道说你在害怕什么，你就是什么的奴仆。
Brother and sister, you must know what you are in fear with. You are the slave to that thing.
你害怕没有钱吗
？Are you fear of being poor?
那你就是钱的奴仆。
Then you are slave to money.
你害怕没有工作吗
？Do you fear of joblessness?
那么你就是工作的奴仆。
Then you are slave to jobs.
好好想一想，你在害怕什么
？So what are you afraid of?
那你就是什么的奴仆
？Then you are the slave to that thing.
但是神在这里要教导我们的功课，我们要勇敢。
But God is teaching us.
神说
to be courageous.
不要怕。
Do not be afraid.
告诉你旁边那个人说不要怕。
Tell the neighbor next to you, do not be afraid.
不要怕。
Do not be afraid.
当我开始养孩子的时候，我就。在考虑一个问题，怎样才能真正战胜害怕
？When I first started raising my kid, I'm asking myself, how do I really overcome fear?
我希望帮助我的孩子勇敢。
Because I need to teach my kid to be brave.
怎么做呢
？How?
我是每天早上对他大声喊说，不要怕，不要怕，不要怕。
Can I just tell him every morning, do not be afraid, do not be afraid, do not be afraid?
他就可以不怕吗？
Then he will not be afraid.
当我在养孩子的过程当中，我意识到不是这样子的。
During my parenting, I realized that's not the way.
我发现战胜害怕或者帮助我的孩子战胜害怕的重要一个事情就是我跟他在一起。
I realize to help my kids to overcome fear is my presence being with him.
我经常带我的孩子去啊，当他小的时候，两岁、三岁的时候，我会带他去游乐场。
When my kids was young, 2-3 years, I always brought him to playground.
啊，他会去啊玩各样的设施，可能是滑滑梯。
He's playing all kind of facilities in the playground.
啊。比如说是有的滑梯可能像这个楼层这么高。
Some slides are really high and tall.
呀，有他要滑下来。
And he's trying to slide down.
但是他很害怕。
But he's afraid.
怎么帮助他
？How to help him?
我大声对他说：“不要怕。
”I shout to him, "Do not be afraid."
他会害怕吗
？You think he will be afraid still?
他还是会害怕。
For sure, he will still be afraid.
只有当我做一件事情
，Only one thing that I do.
不是把他推下去啊。
It's not to push him down straight from the slide.
我做一件事情就是我告诉他，孩子别怕，爸爸跟你一起。
The thing I told him is, do not be afraid. I'm going to do this with you.
然后他就不会害怕了。
Then he's not going to be afraid.
一次、两次、三次，可能是十次。
Maybe after 10 times.
他就可以自己滑了。
He can do that by himself.
他就开始勇敢了。
He will be brave.
当我的孩子要上幼儿园的时候呢，我又碰到另外一个问题。
When my kids is going to kindergarten, it's also another headache.
因为呢，当他到幼儿园的时候呢，我发现一个很大的一个问题是，爸爸不可能永远跟他在一起。
Because when in the kindergarten, I cannot always go to school with him.
呀，所以他第一次上幼儿园呢，第一周、第二周啊、是很啊、crazy 的。
The first few weeks of kindergarten is really crazy.
他不想去。
He doesn't
want to go. 我问他为什么，他说他害怕。
I asked him why. He said I'm afraid.
他说因为爸爸不在里面。
He said because my father is not in the kindergarten.
在那个时候我意识到我要帮助我孩子勇敢的最好的办法是告诉他耶稣跟他同在。
During that time, I know the best way to tell my kid to be courageous is to tell him Jesus is with you.
所以弟兄姊妹们，勇敢不是因为你身材高大。
Brave doesn't because you are physically big.
勇敢不是因为你有钱。
Brave because it's not because you are rich.
勇敢不是因为你有很高的学位。
Being courageous is not because you are highly educated.
勇敢不是因为你聪明。
Being courageous is not because you are very smart.
基督徒勇敢的本质是因为神跟他同在。
Christian can be courageous because we know God is with us.
所以下一次当你害怕的时候，你要去祷告呼求一个事情，或者你要去经历的事情，那就是你知道神与你同在。
So next time when you encounter storm in life, you know what you need to do is to go before God and know that God is with you.
有一天我送我孩子到幼儿园的门口。
One day when I send my kid to the entrance of the kindergarten,
他不想进去。
He doesn't want to go in.
我就告诉他，我说宝贝。
I told him, babe.
我说你祷告。
You pray.
他说为什么要祷告
？Why should I pray? The kid asked.
我说你祷告，耶稣就与你同在。
I told my son, if you pray, God will be with you.
然后他就闭上眼睛，可能是十秒钟。
Then he closed his eye for 10 seconds.
他说：“爸爸，耶稣还是没有跟我同在。”
And then his reply was, "Dad, I don't feel Jesus still."
所以我发现我的最重要一个努力，就是需要帮助他认识到耶稣与他同在，因为爸爸不可能一直都在。
The realization in my parenting is to help my son to recognize the presence of God because I cannot always be with him.
啊，所以可能我们现在已经长大了，我们不是三岁，我们不是两岁。
Maybe now we are already grown up. We are not 2-3 years old.
可能你是20岁，可能是你30岁。
Maybe we are 20s and our 30s.
但是我们的水平可能跟两岁、跟三岁的孩子一样，我们感受不到神的同在。
But maybe our spiritual life is as 2 or 3 years old. We never felt the presence of God.
所以很多的决定，我们是因为害怕做的。
A lot of decision is made by fear.
我们不是因为勇敢，不是因为信心做的。
It's not because of faith, not because of courageous.
弟兄姊妹，回想一下，任何一次你因为害怕做了决定，我都要说是一个坏的决定。
Let's recall all the decisions we made by fear. It's all bad decision.
我们要学会用信心去做决定。
We must learn to make decision by faith.
呀，所以在圣经里面提到许多的经文说，与神同在，神与我们同在的经文。
In Bible, many scriptures affirm us God is with us.
我们来看一下以赛亚书的7章14节。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14.
Can we read together?
Yeah. Okay, are we
there? 以赛亚书7章14节.
Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel.
我们的救主耶稣的名字是什么?
What is the name of our Lord's Savior?
Emmanuel. 他这个名字的意思是什么?
What is the meaning of Emmanuel?
God's with you. 你相信吗?
Do you believe that God is with us?
因为耶稣的名字就是神与我们同在.
Because that is exactly Jesus' name. He is with us.
当你接受耶稣是你生命的救主和生命主的时候,
so when you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior,
当你奉耶稣的名祷告的时候,
when you pray in the name of Jesus,
让你知道神就与你同在.
God is with you.
你相信吗?
Do you believe it?
我们来看另一段经文，这段经文在马太福音的1章23节.
Another scripture in Matthew chapter 1 verse 23. Matthew chapter 1, verse 23. Let's read it together. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and there shall call his name Emmanuel.
所以马太福音记载了以赛亚所预言的事情成就了。
In Matthew, it's actually recorded that what is prophesied in Isaiah come true.
这是马太福音的开始的时候记载的经文。
And this is written in the very beginning of the book of Matthew.
我们看一下马太福音最后记载的经文。
Let's read the last passage in Matthew. Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. Let's read it together. Teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.
耶稣应许说，当你们去使万民做我的门徒的时候，耶稣说我就常与你们同在。
God promised us whenever we go to the end of the earth, He will be with us.
直到世界的末了。
To the ends of the earth.
我非常喜欢马太福音。
I really love Matthew.
因为马太福音是从它的开始是神与我们同在。
Because the beginning of the book of Matthew is God is with us.
它的结束也是神与我们同在。
And the end of the book of Matthew is still God is with us.
直到世界的末了。
To the ends of the earth.
哇，这是一个非常有力量的一个应许。
This is a very powerful promise of God.
我为你的祷告就是，你好像人生的起头，当你信主的那一刻，到你人生的结束，神都与你同在。
My prayer is the beginning to the ends of my life. It's always God is with me.
我们需要有这样的经历，弟兄姊妹们。We
must have this energy.
所以当主说，当神在异象当中对保罗说，不要怕。 我会与你同在的时候呢，保罗就得到了勇气。
When God speaks to Paul in his vision, do not be afraid. That's when Paul get the courage.
我们接下来看保罗接下来做了什么。
So what did Paul did after that?
我们来看读十一节的经文， 18章，
In Acts chapter 18, verse 11.
我们可以一起来读一下段经文。
Let's read it together. Acts chapter 18, verse 11. And he stayed a year and 6 months, teaching the word of God among them.
Yeah, 保罗，当每一个遇见神人都会发生改变。
Everyone that encountered God, there is transformation.
如果没有改变，证明他没有遇见神。
If there's no transformation, then you have never met God.
Yeah, 当保罗在异象当中跟神相会的时候，保罗发生了改变。保罗做了几个事情。
When Paul met Jesus in the vision, Paul did a few things.
他首先做的第一个事情，保罗在那里住了。保罗住在那里。
For the first thing is, Paul decided to stay in the place that he got challenged.
要保罗决定不跑不逃跑，保罗决定留在那边，保罗决定住在那里。
Paul decided not to escape and not to run away, but stay back.
神使用他住在那里的时间。
Because God wants to use him the time when he's there.
我不知道你会住在这个地方多长的时间。
I don't know how long you will stay in Cyberjaya.
但是我为你的祷告是，你住在这里每一天都可以遇见神。
But my prayer for you is every day you stay in Cyberjaya, you will meet God.
你住在这里每一天都可以被神使用。
Every day you are in Cyberjaya, you will be used by God.
你相信神使用你吗?
You believe that God will use you?
我相信神使用我们在这地上的每一天。
I believe that God will use every day of our life on
当我,
earth.
当我看到iPhone的设计的时候呢, 我就, 乔布斯, 要拿掉所有iPhone上面多余的键盘。
When I see the design of the iPhone, I know that Steve Jobs is trying to remove many things from iPhone.
每一个iPhone上面的东西都是有用的。
Because everything on iPhone is useful.
我要说你的人生就像iPhone。
I must tell you, your life is better than iPhone.
每天都可以被神使用。
Every day shall be used by God.
神要使用你在这地上的每一天。
God wants to use you every day you are on earth.
甚至我要说，如果你有一些不好的经历
，If you have some bad experiences，
我要说神也可以使用。
God wants to use that.
神可以使用你的经历。
God can use all kind of experience.
因为神，你就像这个 iPhone 一样，神好像不会说把多余的事情放在这个 iPhone 上面一样，你的生命也是这样子。
You are just like.iPhone, if that's extra useless thing, like Steve Jobs, remove it from the iPhone, God will remove from your life.
我相信你在这里，无论你过去的经历，还是你现在在这里的每一天，或许你将来离开这里，神要使用你在这里的时候。
No matter what happened in the past or what is going to happen now or later, God wants to use every moment of your life on earth.
紧接着，保罗不仅住了，选择留下来，保罗在这里，那在这个地方住了多久呢？
Second thing, Paul not only stayed back, how long did he stay back?
他住了多久?
How long did he stay back?
他在这里住了很长，相当长一段时间。
Yeah, 1 year and 6 months, he stayed there for quite long.
当我读到一年零六个月的时候
When I read that 1 year and 6 months,
我就想起了我们可能你住在这里的时间是有限的。
I got reminded that the time that we are in Cyberjaya can be limited.
当你知道说你住在这里的时间是有限的，我要告诉你呢，你就可以，你要开始过一个倒计时的人生。
When you know your time in Cyberjaya is limited, you should start counting down.
当我在开始霞安堂的时候呢，我是住在岛内的一个地方。
When I first started my church in Xiamen, I'm actually staying in another place.
In the island. Because Xiamen is outside the island.
Yeah, just like Penang, you know, they have island and the mainland. I don't have my own house. I don't have my own house. You have?
We have. We bought a house.
Oh, they have a house, yes. Yeah. And the island, they have a house.
当我们住在我们自己的房子里面的时候，我们觉得会住到永永远远。
When I stay in my own house, I always thought that I will stay there forever.
我要说在那个房子里面很舒服。
Because in the house is so comfortable.
但是我要诚实的说，在那个房子里面我浪费了很多的时间。
But I must be honest that I have spent so much time in the house.
当我搬到另外一个地方，为了开拓新的教会的时候。
And when I moved to another place because I want to plant a church there.
我们租了一个房子。
I rented a house instead.
我们签了三年的合约。
I signed a 3-year contract.
这是我太太。一辈子第一次开始租别人住在租的房子里面。
It was the first experience for my wife to stay in a rented house.
所以一开始她很不适应。
At first, he's not very used to it.
她觉得没有安全感。
He felt so insecure.
当我们在那个房子居住的时候，我觉得有个重要的事情发生，就是我们开始过一个倒计时的生活。
But when I stay in the house, something really important happened. I start counting down the 3 years.
因为我们知道我们只能在那里最多住三年。
Because I know that I will be there a limited time, 3 years.
每一天我们起来，我们就知道少了一天。
Every day I wake up, I know it's one day lesser.
时间很快，一年过去，我知道我住在这个房子还有两年的时间。
After 1 year passed, I know I only left 2 years.
所以每一天起来，我跟我太太都在想一个事情，那就是我们要把这一天过好。
So every day I wake up, I told my wife, today we must be fruitful.
我们不想浪费我们的时间。
I don't want to be wasteful.
我不知道你会在这里住多久，但是呢，我也祷告说，可能在我们当中很多人不会在这里，好像住10年、20年。只是两年三年
I don't know how long you will stay here. Maybe most of us here won't stay here for 10 years, 20 years. Maybe most 2-3 years.
你开始学会过一个倒计时的人生
Let's start counting down.
让你每一天都过了你珍惜每一天在这里的时候
Let's make every day count.
让你珍惜神把你放在这个教会你在这里聚会的时候
Cherish every time that God put you in this church, in this place.
我也要告诉你们或者我要鼓励大家
I want to encourage you.
把每一场聚会当作最后一次的聚会。
Take every service your last service.
在我们开始堂会的时候，我们就告诉那里的弟兄姊妹说，把每一场聚会当作最后一场聚会。
When we first started our service in China, I told the brother and sister at the congregation that take every service as our last service.
可能只有一开始只有一半的人回应说觉得哎是的要当作最后一场聚会
Maybe at the beginning only half of them will believe so that is the last service
但是突然有一天警察来了
But one day police do come
我们下一周真的不能再去了。
And that was really the last service.
那些人醒过来了。
Finally, people are awakened.
他们真的觉得，哇哦，是的，要把每一场聚会当做最后一次的主日聚会。
Finally, they realize that is really the last service.
所以我也挑战大家，虽然可能你们这里没有警察来。
I want to challenge you, though here may not have police coming to persecute you.
但是不要把一切当做是理所应当的。
But don't take this for granted.
抓住每一次相聚的机会。
Cherish every moment that we are together.
抓住你们每一次可以在一起的时间。
Cherish every moment that we can be together.
抓住每一次敬拜、祷告、读经、听讲到的时间。
Cherish all the time that we can do corporate prayer, corporate worship, and listen to the word of God.
因为你不知道明天会发生什么。
Because you do not know what is going to happen tomorrow.
最后一件事情，保罗说，圣经说，把将神的道教训他们。
And the last thing Paul did was he teach the word of God.
保罗在那个充满商业气息的哥林多城市。
In Colossians, that is so business minded.
他只做一件事情。
Paul did one thing.
那就是传神的道。
Which is to preach the gospel.
那就是讲福音。
Which is to share the good news.
那就是把神的道给讲清楚。
He wants to preach clearly the word of God.
保罗专注在做对的事情上。
He put his priority right.
或许保罗，如果保罗稍微不注意，他就会被吸引走他的注意力，他可能去讲一些。商业上的东西。
If Paul could have lost his focus, he could have started speaking about business.
娱乐性的东西。
Entertainment.
知识性的东西。
Knowledge.
为了要吸引人。
Because he wants to attract people.
但是这不是最好的方式。
But that's not the best way.
神的道有它的吸引力。
Because God's truth, there's attraction in it.
所以我们看到在那个好像是花花世界、五彩缤纷的哥林多。
Though in Colossians, it's just full of temptation and entertainment and it looked good.
在保罗的心中有个确信。
But in Paul's heart, that it's awakening.
那就是神的道是一切问题的答案。
Because he knows God's truth is the answer to everything on earth.
在你的心里面是否有这样的确信？
Is that God's truth in your heart to, is the answer to everything?
你是否有时候我们会陷入到一个误区当中，我们好像用一种管理公司的方式在管理教会。
Sometimes we have a misconception. We want to use the way we manage company to manage church.
教会错失那最宝贵的东西就是神的话语。
But that is the greatest misunderstanding when we use the worldly thing to do godly stuff.
教会能提供给这个社会最好的答案或最好的东西就是福音。
Because the answer is in church. We have the word of God.
你可以对一个教授传福音。
You can speak to the professor.
也可以对一个不识字的人传福音。
You can even speak to those that don't understand
words. 你可以对一个亿万富翁传福音。
You can speak to billionaire.
也可以对一个没有钱的人传福音。
You can speak to the poorest of the poorest.
你可以对学生传福音。
You can speak to the students. 你可以
也对那些在外企工作人传福音。
You can share gospel to those that work in international company.
我相信福音是一切问题的答案。
Because gospel is the answer to everything on the earth.
福音是一切所有人的答案。
Because gospel is the answer to everyone.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们要作为专家，我祷告说我们是福音的专家。
If we want to be someone that is be professional, let's to be the professional of the gospel.
如果我们要有力量，
If we want to be powerful,
我们要在灵里面有力量。
We want to be powerful in our spirit.
我们不需要比别人更有钱。
I don't have to be richer than
我们不需要
other people.
甚至不需要比别人更聪明。
We don't have to be smarter than other people.
但是我们需要比别人更相信福音。
But we must have the faith to believe in the gospel.
我们需要比别人更熟悉圣经。
We must be greater in knowing the knowledge of the word of God.
在灵里面要比别人更有力量。
Our spirit must be powerful.
否则教会就失去了存在的价值。
If not, there's no point of having a church here.
教会就失去了存在的意义。
That church is meaningless.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这是教会。为什么神要使用教会？因为神要使用我们，用神的话语去回应这个世界的需要。
That's how God wants to use the church, because God wants the church to tell the world the answer is the truth of God.
最后我要分享的信息是，哥林多是一座城市。
Today I want to tell you, Colossians is a city.
当保罗在传福音的时候呢，是的，保罗有圣灵的带领，但是我们也明显看到保罗是有策略性的。
That when Paul shared the gospel, though.Paul is full of the spirit, but Paul is also full of strategy.
保罗去传福音的地方，很多地方都是城市。
When Paul preached the gospel, many places that Paul went is a city, is a big city.
为什么是城市呢？
Why city?
因为城市里住着各式各样的人。
Because in the city, there's all kind of people.
就像在我们当中的，我问大家一个问题。
Let me ask you a question.
你是本地人的，或者说你是外地人的，可以举一下手。
If you are not from Cyberjaya, let's raise your hand. If you're not from Cyberjaya, let's raise your
90%,
hand.
90%.
As an originally, yeah.
Oh, 这就是城市.
That is city.
大家当我在厦门问在同一个问题的时候，也是90%都是外地的.
Because when I ask the same question in Xiamen, 90% of the people will raise out their hand because they are not from Xiamen.
要去到城市.
Why Paul are going to the cities?
神为什么要在城市里面建立教会, 弟兄姊妹们?
Why God wants to plant churches in the cities?
是因为有一天，如果这群人在这里被得着、被建造,
because with one day the people in the cities are built and made as a disciple,
他可以去给他家里人的传福音,
and they can be sent back to where they come from to preach the gospel.
跟他的朋友传福音,
they can share the gospel to their friends.
给他的同学传福音.
Their schoolmates back home.
城市有巨大的影响力.
Cities are powerful.
当然城市也是充满罪恶的地方.
But cities also full of temptation and sin.
我想这是一场征战.
This is a war.
到底是光明胜利还是黑暗胜利?
Is that light is going to win or the darkness is going to win?
我们在一场属灵的征战当中.
This is a spiritual battle.
是的，魔鬼要得着城市.
The devil wants to win the cities.
但是我要说, 教会也要得到城市.
But I must tell you, the church must also win the cities.
在我的心里面, 我相信教会可以在城市当中发挥极大的属灵影响力.
In my heart, I strongly believe that church is so influential in the cities.
我们相信改变校园、改变城市, 改变世界.
We always believe that change the campus, change the world.
我也相信改变城市也会改变世界.
I also believe that if we change the cities, we change the world.
所以今天当你生活在这个城市, 在这里聚集的时候,
so today when you live in these cities and you are gathering in this city,
我鼓励你好好想一个问题.
I want to encourage you to carefully think about this.
为什么?
Why?
这是一个偶然吗?
Is it by coincidence that you are here?
这是一个凑巧吗?
Is it so happen you are here?
我要说这里面有神的心意.
I want to tell you that's absolutely destined by God.
我祷告神使用你们.
I pray that God will use you.
我祷告神使用你们在这里的时间建造你们.
I want to pray that the time that you are here, you will be built.
我们可以一起起立, 我们做一个结束的祷告。
Let's stand and we are going to pray.
我天父, 我来到你面前。
Father God, I come before you.
哦主啊, 我感谢你, 主啊, 你不仅是中国人的, 中国人的神。
Lord, I praise you for you are not only the God of Chinese.
也是马来西亚的神。
You are the God of Malaysian.
也是乌干达的神。
You are God of Uganda.
也是菲律宾的神。
You are the God of the Philippines.
哇,这里, 这个教会聚集了许多来自世界各地的弟兄姊妹.
This church gathers so many people from many nations.
我主啊, 让我感受到神的真实.
God, I really felt the reality of you.
我主啊, 我也感受到, 在这个教会当中, 主啊, 我相信将来会有许多宣教士要在这个教会产生.
God, I believe that this church is going to send out many missionaries.
他们要在这里被建造.
They are going to be built here.
我说, 他们要被圣灵所吹逼.
They'll be going to train by the Holy Spirit himself.
说, 他们将来要去到另外一个地方成为宣教士.
Because they are going to go to other place to be the missionary there.
成为改变那个地方的人.
Because they want to be the person that changed the other cities.
我说, 当我为这个教会祷告的时候, 说, 我也要挑战一些人.
God, when I pray for this church, I want to give some people challenges.
他们愿意, 好像委身长时间的留在这个教会, 留在这个城市。
I want to challenge if those that are willing to stay longer in this city and in this church.
或许从前他们想法就是我在这里几年, 然后我就要走了。
Maybe last time they always thought that I will be here only for a few years and I'm going to leave.
或许是为了学位。
Maybe it's for a degree.
为了工作。
Maybe for a job.
我只要达成这个目标我就要离开这里。
Once I accomplish my goal, I'm going to leave.
主啊, 但是我祷告他们当中有一些人, 他们为了主愿意留下来。
But God, I pray that there are people for you, they will stay back in this city.
留下来继续建造这个教会。
They will stay back and build the church.
留下来继续在这里传福音。
God, I pray that they will stay back and preach the gospel.
装备那些来到这个教会的人。
They will stay back and equip many.
我祷告说, 圣灵此刻感动, 在我们当中, 有一些人, 感动这些人。
God, I pray that the Spirit will touch their heart.
我主啊, 当圣灵感动的时候, 他们就会改变他们生命的想法,
God,
人生的想法。
Because when the Spirit is here touching their heart, they are going to change their decision.
我主啊, 我来到这里也为这个城市来呼求。
God, I want to pray for this city.
我主啊, 我为这个城市祷告说, 我主啊, 求你来翻转这个城市。
God, turn this city upside down.
我主啊, 我要祷告说, 哦、主啊，这个教会要成为这个城市极大的祝福。
God, I want to pray that this church is going to be a blessing of this city.
哦、主啊，这个教会有极大的潜力。
God, I pray that this church is full of potential.
哦、主啊，求你来激发。
God, you are going to use them.
哦、主啊，这个教会，主啊，将来可能是得到这个城市百分之一的人。
God, we are going to win 1% for you, this church.
哦、主啊，我们要来到你面前大胆的梦想。
God, we want to dream big before you.
哦、主啊，因为你是伟大的神。
Because you are a great God.
哦、主啊，不要用我们的理性去限制神。
God, we are not going to use our rational mind to limit you.
哦、主啊，不要用我们的经历去限制神。
We are not going to use our experience to box you.
哦、主啊，不要用这种建筑物去限制神。
God, we are not going to limit you by this building.
哦、主啊，你主啊，求你来扩张我们的境界。
God, you expand our paradigm.
哦，主啊，给我们属灵的眼光。
God, give us spiritual eye.
哦，主啊，给我们属天的意象。
God, give us the vision from above.
哦，主啊，让我们知道我们今天在这里聚集到底意味着什么。
God, we want to know why exactly we are standing here tonight.
哦，主啊，为这座城市还没有听福音的人呼求在你面前。
God, we want to cry out to you for those that have not heard of the gospel in this city.
哦，主啊，在这座城里面有许多你的百姓。
God, in this city there are people of God.
哦、主啊，在这城里面有许多你的百姓。
God, there are so many people here in this city.
哦、主啊，求你帮助我们。
God, you help us.
哦、主啊，去认识他们。
To know them.
传福音给他们。
And preach gospel to them.
主啊，建造他们。
And build them.
哦、主啊，兴起他们。
And awaken them.
来差派他们。
And send them.
哦、主啊，我祷告，求你给我们这种属天的能力。
God, I pray that you will give us this supernatural power.
哦、主啊，把这样的负担放在这个教会当中。
God, that this burden to be put in this church.
哦、主啊，让我们知道，我们来到这个教会，好像不是，好像。不是购物。
God, let us know that we are not a consumer in this church.
不是去一趟电影院。
It's not because we are going to watch a movie.
我主要让我们知道我们为什么在这里存在。
We want to know why we are in this church.
我主要我们要知道你对这个教会的心意。
God, we want to know your heart for the church.
我要知道你让我在这个教会聚会，成为这个教会的一员的心意如何。
God, I want to know your call for me in this church.
主啊，帮助我们更深的明白你。
God, help me to understand you even more.
祝福我们在这里的弟兄姊妹。
Bless every one of us here.
如此祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名祈求。
Pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Wow. Thank you so much, Pastor Jess. Did you guys enjoy that message?
Yes.
You know, for me, it's really exciting and really touching because if you were here for our prayer, combined prayer night last Thursday, okay?We've always felt like there is a call on God, on this church, to be a sending church, okay? And as Pastor Jess was praying, you know, whether you stay back, and I know that, you know, every year we have to face that decision, especially for us in Cyber Jaya, right? So I really want to honor and thank all those, okay, who have decided to stay back, all the families who have decided to, you know, relocate to Cyber Jaya, people like Joshua and Freedom who continue, you know, stay back, people like Kenneth, you know, say he's going to stay one more year to build, and, you know, we have to go through that. Now, whether you are staying or whether you are being sent, you know, as Pastor was saying, you know,every day matters, okay, and we have to learn to count down, okay, the remaining days that are left. So my encouragement for our church is this, okay, as long as you are in Cyber Jaya, will you take up the call to be trained, to be equipped, to help us build a church that will make an impact to the world?
Yeah.
Amen? Right? So I really want to thank you. Can we just give a big hand to Pastor Jess and the team? Thank you so much.For blessing us. I think, you know, they came all this way. The least we could do, okay, later we'll give them a little love token, love gift, but I think the very least we could do is also pray for them while they are here. Can we do that?
Yes.
All right. So, sorry, what? No, okay. Right. Let's welcome the team come up here, and we're just going to get all of you, okay, to stretch off your hand, and by faith, okay, this...season, we are launching our new series called Great Faith, okay? And I want all of us to be in great faith. So, what we're going to do is we're going to stretch our hands and we are going to pray individually first, okay? So, for just 30 seconds, can you prophesy, okay? Can you pray for them? Pray for their churches, okay? Pray for the call of God on their life, okay? Let's go. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you, O God, Lord, Father, for this past person. Father, Father, we thank you, O God, Lord Father, for our pastors from China, from Xiamen, O God, Lord Father. God, we thank you, O God, Lord Father, for using them, O God, Lord Father, to impact and impart a word to us, O God, and we receive that with open hearts, O God, Lord. I just felt in my spirit, you know, that God is speaking to our pastors there, and I felt God saying that, you know, that there are some seeds that because of faith, you know, you have sown certain seeds into China, into certain people, and little did you know, you know, you thought that these seeds have fallen to the side and are destined to die, but you know, God is going to use the seed that you have planted, oh God, in these churches, in the people that has left the church, you know, they will come back to you. They will do something. You will be so amazed because you will know that it is not you, but it is God working in, through you into their lives. So there are unseen seeds that will sprout forth from your church, seeds that will be a blessing to your church, seeds that will be sent out to different parts of China to plant even more churches, to make even greater disciples. So Father, we pray that you continue to anoint our pastors over there, God. God, we pray, Lord, that you continue to encourage them through the persecution that they are facing, oh God. God, give them boldness, give them courage, oh God, to continue to preach your gospel for them, oh God. And so, Father, we pray for protection over them and their families, oh God. Father, we pray for wisdom, oh God, Lord, Father, to be able to lead your people, oh God. And God, we pray, oh God, Lord, Father, that your Holy Spirit, oh God, Lord, Father, will come upon them, oh God, Lord, Father, and anoint them and fill their cup, oh God. Father, we pray, oh God, Lord, Father, that their cup will continuously be overflowing in the name of Jesus.
Now let's continue to pray. I just saw a vision to affirm what Bernard has said. I'm going to say it in Chinese. And every nation should say, I believe that you're going to understand together in spirit with me. Now, 我看到这个意象，刚才当 Bernard讲，你们因为你们所种的种子现在要开花结果，因为很多种子你们觉得为什么不开花不结果？那是神告诉你们，因为你们所撒的种子永远都不会是白撒的。我反而看到另外一个意象，也很真，就是这一些种子其实在另外一个地方开花结果，不单止那样。 他们还吸引了很多的蜜蜂，我觉得你们的下一个丰收是丰收蜜蜂，因为当你有蜜蜂的时候，蜜蜂不止很勤力，他们会还会把那些花蜜从一个花传到另外一个花，再传到另外一个花，再传到另外传到世界的地级，会这些蜜蜂会不断的为你们再继续的撒种，到福音还没有到的地方，你们要。 得到整个中国的这一个意向神会眷顾，主耶稣，我们把这些牧师交到完全你交在神的圣手当中，主耶稣，你赐给他们力量，你赐给他们智慧，神啊，你让他们的信心有奇迹，他们不只要在。 中国要差遣宣教士的时候，是中国要差遣更多宣教士去世界各地传福音的时候，因为中国从自古以来就以天下为得到天下，他们从来就没有因为要得到中国，天下就是他们要得到的，因为在历史当中，他们所看到的天下只有中国，但是今天中国看到的天下是全世界，只要中国能够看到的天下，他们都必要得着。 这就是中国人的天下，主耶稣，把这些中国的牧师完全交在神你的圣手当中，让这些天下，中国人眼中的天下，成为你的天下。奉主耶稣的名求 ，Amen.
Can I say something? Yeah. Yes. Can you translate for me? Thank you, everyone. I'm Jamie. From Xiamen. I'm so touched by what Pastor Jess shared a while ago, but. When he was praying for you, I saw the vision. 我就想到说，这边有很多的华人，对吗？就是我有一个意向，我想到你们当中是不是有很多是华人，对不对？如果你是华人，哎呦，sorry，I just
translate in English. Okay, I saw a vision. Among you, many are Chinese. If you're Chinese, raise out your hand.
Yeah, yeah, Chinese blood. I saw the vision of your, 就是你的祖先们.
I saw a vision of your ancestors.
因为我的太太是泉州人，福建人.
Because my wife is from Fujian.
他的外公是在南洋，是在菲律宾出生的。
But his grandfather is actually born in the Philippines.
我知道当初他这些祖先就是来到东南亚的这些华人呢。 他们是非常勇敢的。
I know those Chinese that actually come to Southeast Asia, they are really brave people.
他们真的不是因为他们很富有,
not because they are rich.
他们其实是最穷的一群人。
They are actually the poorest people of China.
但是他们居然有那样的信心跟勇气, 几个月坐着很小的船来到马来西亚, 去到菲律宾, 去到东南亚。
But they have the courage to get in the small boat to come to Southeast Asia.
我想到在你们的血液里面是留着这样的勇气。
I know in your blood there is this kind of courage in you.
可能但我们现在, 我相信我们不再需要, 你们现在拥有很多, 有很多的学识, 可以花一些钱就可以去到另外一个地方。
Maybe now you are full of knowledge, just with a bit of money you can go to anywhere you want.
但是我鼓励你们啊, 不要丢弃从你们祖先 所遗留下的那份勇敢。
But I want to encourage you to not lose out the things that is in our blood, which is the courages from our ancestors.
你知道这个世界上最安全的地方是哪里?
Because the most secure place is
是在神的旨意当中。
It's in the will of God.
如果神的旨意是让我们, 是让你们去广传福音,
If God's will is for you to share the gospel,
把神的祝福带到列国,
God blessing to the every nation.
你要效法你祖先,
you must learn from your ancestors.
但是他们为了生存, 为了能够活下去, 他们居然可以做出这样的赚取。
In those days, because of survival, they can make decisions that's full of courageous.
那今天你为了更荣耀的事情, 是为了灵魂的得救, 把福音带到万国, 你们也可以做出这样的事情。
And today, because the survival of the soul, he believed the Southeast Asia people will be able to bring the gospel to many nations.
你们现在拥有的学识, 拥有的这些资财, 应该是能够去更深的去激发你们里面的胆量。
Especially now, you are full of knowledge, you are full of resources, you should be even braver.
而不要成为你们回应神的拦阻。
Not to be the obstacles of you respond to God's call.
如果曾经出生在中国的农村的几位年轻人今天可以站在这里跟你们传讲神的话语。
If those that come from the rural area in China can share with you the God, a word of God today.
你们要比我们呢要高明很多。
And you guys are much more greater than us.
神可以借着你们做更美的事情。
God definitely can use you to do beautiful things.
对于在座的所有国际的学生,
For those who are international students here,
同样的, 这也是你们的机会。
Believe that this is your opportunity.
曾经去到中国的, 我们所在的城市厦门, 它曾经是中国的一个宣教士的拆船的中心。
厦门 used to be a place that sent out many missionaries.
厦门这个词的意思的大厦之门, 你可以称它为 the gate of China.
厦门的原意是 the gate of China.
所以, 最初的一批宣教士从欧洲从哪里来的, 他们坐几个月的船, 就是为了到厦门, 然后从厦门去到中国的内地, 去到台湾, 去到各个地方宣教。
When the missionaries of the olden days from the western world come to Xiamen, China, it's because they want to go to other part of China.
很多人甚至还没有到中国, 他就死在海上。
Those days, many missionaries, before they reach China, they have passed away. In the boat.
我不知道你们当中有多少人是在你们的国家就已经认识到耶稣，已经认识主。
I'm not sure how many of you already know God back in your countries.
但我告诉你, 在我的国家, 我是去到了厦门, 我才第一次认识一个基督徒, 去到一间教会, 第一次可以拿到圣经。
But my experience told me, 厦门 was the city that help me to hear about the gospel, touch the Bible, and get to know Christian.
在我的家乡, 17年, 从来没有
In my hometown for 17 years, I have never heard of Jesus.
你们身上有一个责任。
And in your life, there is a calling.
在这城当中有很多神的百姓。
And in this city, you should have the burden to tell God's people.
他们不会自动的就能够认识上帝。
Because there's no way for them to hear about Jesus from nowhere.
他需要听到福音。
They have to hear from you.
他需要有一个基督徒的朋友。
They need a Christian friend.
他需要你勇敢。
that need you to be brave for
走到他们面前,
to be courageous to sit before them.
愿意为他们祷告,
you are willing to pray for them.
愿意陪伴他们,
willing to accompany them, to be with them.
以至于他们真的可以回到神天父的家中, 成为神的孩子,
so that they can be back to the Heavenly Father.
你不再需要像你们的祖先那样呢, 花几个月的时间才能够来到这里。
We are no longer like our ancestors to travel by months.
但是你需要付的代价是, 让你每一天活在神的旨意当中。
Now our cause of our life is to live every day in God's calling.
不要让那些最终之乐去使你 的时间被浪费掉。
Do not let the temptation of the world have wasted our life.
我为你们祷告。
I'm going to pray for you.
天父上帝, 我谢谢你。
Father God, I want to thank you.
啊, 我真的是看到一支军队在这地来兴起。
I saw an army was built in this church.
这个军队呢, 是神你预备了四年了。
I know this army was prepared for 4 years.
没有一天是浪费的。
None of these days are wasted.
你对这个教会有一个极美极大的旨意。
I know you have a beautiful and big calling for this church.
我祷告这里没有一个人会小看自己。
I pray that in this church no one will look down on themselves.
你要借着在他们里面那个伟大的信心是你亲自放在里面的。
God, I pray that the faith that's in them is directly, sovereignly from you.
给这个地带来属灵的祝福。
We are going to bless this city.
我祷告当他们这样去行的时候,
I bless that as they bless this city.
他们是那个呢, 最大的感受到被祝福那个人。
This church will be the one that feels so blessed when we bless the city.
因为你的同在在他们当中。
Because your presence are with us.
你的能力在他们当中。
Your power is with us.
我感谢你,
I praise you.
为这支正在兴起的军队感谢你。
I praise you because of this army of God.
我祷告他们的祷告呢, 会来震动这个城市。
I pray that their prayers will shake the cities.
我祷告他们的祷告呢, 会来改变他们的家庭。
I pray that their prayers will change and transform the families.
我祷告他们的祷告, 他们的改变, 会带来整个城市这个国家的复兴。
I pray that the transformation of the church will be the awakening of the nations.
我们感谢赞美你,
I want to praise and thank you.
荣耀归给你,
honor for you, glory for you, Lord.
奉耶稣的名祷告,
in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
And we would like to thank you so much for listening in to this life-changing message. Feel free to join us every Saturday, and you can connect with us on Facebook and Instagram. Every Nation Church Cyber Jaya. Honor God and make disciples. Over time and space unchanged.